When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And what a beautiful rainy day this morning. It is definitely dark and cloudy and rainy outside the studios here, so what a great day to stay inside and listen to Animal World. And as always, across the desk from me, keeping everything flowing smoothly, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you faring on this rainy day?
Very well.
All right.
No complaints, at least no good ones. Same old, same old.
Well, I would say maybe it's not quite the same old this week, but...
anyway. I'll remind you that life goes on.
Yeah, this is true. We are still here.
And there are four words to keep in mind.
Yes.
Midterm elections.
Yeah.
If we want to do something, if we want to create change, now it's our turn. And the first opportunity to do that will be in 2018.
Yep. And
keep that in mind.
There's another four words. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
You know? And we shall survive.
Yeah.
a lot of little words. And
buckle up. It could get lumpy.
It's going to be very, very interesting. And I'm wearing my safety pin. And I just realized in talking to everybody getting the show started today that Mike wasn't in. You weren't in on the conversation, but everybody else. And I realized that nobody else had heard about this. The safety pin thing. Are you aware of the safety pin thing?
I am not.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the latest, you know, kind of togetherness thing. It is a sign. The deal is that you wear a safety pin, you know, on your lapel or you know, but pinned to your sweater or something like that. Your bus and it is to let anyone know who is feeling threatened or unsafe. You know, since the election, that you are a safe haven and that they can hang with you and know that you will support them. And some really, really wonderful stuff. I really read a wonderful post on Facebook this week also to tell you how to assist someone that's being bullied or made to feel uncomfortable in a public situation. And I found that really, really helpful to know. I have not experienced myself. Life has been pretty normal for me. And of course, there's nothing but love flowing at my Ananda community and all of that sort of thing. So I haven't witnessed myself, but I certainly have read that there, you know, is that bullying is up in schools and there's a lot of harassment going on. So it's nice to know what to do. And in case you didn't see that article... the recommendation was that if you see someone that is being bullied or harassed or made to feel uncomfortable, the way to intercede without making it worse is to not address the bullier at all. You just ignore them But you act like you know the person that's being bothered, and you just walk up to them and start a conversation and start talking to them and how are they, and just start a conversation about anything nonchalant, the weather or what they're wearing or and that sort of thing, and then suggest that you go for a cup of coffee or you walk off, and of course you honor them if they're not interested in your support, but they say that by ignoring the harasser they will just go away, but that's the safest way to, you know, get someone out of that situation. So I immediately went to my mom's sewing basket. So my mom's contribution to this, when I read all of this, so I went to my mom's sewing basket, which I still have, and there was one of those little Altoid tins full of safety pins, you know, because mom, you know, grew up in the Depression and she collected stuff, and both she and my dad did. And so I have a whole tin right here that I carry in my purse now of safety pins to hand out. So if anyone wants safety, Darcy has her safety pin, and I'm passing out safety pins if you want safety
pins. You don't
pins.
See a lot of safety pins these days.
No, but thanks to my mom, this is her contribution from the other side. She said, oh, there's a whole tin of them in my sewing basket, and I didn't realize that, but I found them. So get out your safety pins if you want to be a safe haven and project that energy. So anyway, let's see. We have got a full house today in the Mood Lit Studio. Of course, would be Animal World's associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Good, good, good.
But you arrived without a raincoat today, so she had to get out of her car and run to the door.
Like, I'll meet you at the front
building.
Door.
Yeah. I was like, no hellos, I'm running for the front door. And Darcy, as I recall, you didn't have a raincoat on either, but we'll get you in a moment. Because there also we have my own personal fountain of youth in the other studio with Kathy. That would be Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And you, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, I was the only one with a raincoat on because I'm still looking at Prescott's wet hair. So, all right.
I like the rain.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good because you live in the great Pacific Northwest. We certainly have had a lot of it lately. And although yesterday was a nice dry day. And of course, it is Talk with Your Animals Sunday today on Animal World. So, gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is here. Good morning, Darce.
Good morning, Martha. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here, as always. And we will have open phone lines throughout the show. And you can call in at any time. We'll definitely will not be taking phone calls until after we take care of advertisers and sponsors, which is about 9:20. Then if we've got phone calls by then, we will get to the phone lines. So I am going to give you phone numbers here in just a moment, so get ready. If you don't already have them programmed into your phone or handy, I'm going to give them to you shortly so you can jot them down and call in when you like. And the other reason that you'll want phone numbers today is because we will do a missing link giveaway sometime during the show. So that means if you are 18 years or older and you haven't won a contest on Animal World or any other radio show on this station, KKNW Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, then you are eligible to phone in when I tell you it's time for the missing link giveaway. And I'll give you the missing link word or phrase of the day. You pick up your phone, you call Kathy or Prescott and tell them the phrase of the day, and then you get to pick which version of missing link that you would like. And it's a full-size bag that we send to your door. And there's three versions for dogs, a version for cats. There's a vegetarian formula for both dogs and cats and other household critters as well. A bird formula and a poultry formula that we give away on the air. So great supplement, and we'd love to provide some for you for free, and I'll let you know when it's time to call in. So jot these numbers down. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And, of course, you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to our animalworldlive@hotmail.com email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And like I said, phone lines are open. You can call anytime if you want to get in line to be the first up for Darcy and to have her talk to your animal friends or your animals or human loved ones on the other side. She can do either and all kinds of wonderful stuff. So local number again, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. All right, and then the other stuff I've got going here today, we will just a little bit of a follow-up. We will have Darcy tune in a bit with Bamboo and the elephants at Oklahoma City Zoo. And then I've got some new animal TV that is really, really, really good. I'm going to tell you about. Other than that, not a whole lot, except that I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great stuff on Facebook. And I have to say, though, I didn't post nearly as much animal stuff this week. And that's kind of because there wasn't a lot available to post with all the election and all the fallout after the election and so forth. It kind of took over the internet for a while. And just in the last day or so, there started to be more, you know, it all started coming back again and kind of getting back to normal. So I posted some new stuff last night. And there's a real cute one of a couple little dogs floating around on a beautiful in water. And it's, if you just want to get away, I thought that was real appropriate. So there's some cute ones up and some fun ones up. If you need something to brighten your day, you can certainly find them on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And speaking of Facebook, I posted a photograph this morning of, and actually Kathy volunteered to take the picture today because, you know, she doesn't like to be in the picture. So Kathy took the photograph, and it's I got to be in it for the because I usually take the picture, so there's usually not one of me. So this one is me and Prescott and Darcy getting ready for the show. So you can check that out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. If you don't know what we all look like, you can check it out. And I think about covers the Facebook page. So then we will have current events as usual scheduled for towards the end of the second hour, but we'll work it in around phone calls and so forth. So, but as of right now, we're looking towards the end of the second hour. And I do have some new things on current events this week. So I will share them with you when it's time. All righty then. I think it's probably time to start the show, which we usually don't do until, you know, 10, 15 minutes in.
Right.
Yeah, we've been on the air, but it's not official. The show is not official until we invoke and honor the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work for so many years and also guides Darcy's work. That, of course, would be the patron saint of animals, Saint Francis. And we do that with a couple of St. Francis prayers. After all, it's Sunday morning, so we get started off in that vein. And we've got a shorter one for the animal friends and a longer one for us humans. And, you know, kind of this stuff is really, if it wasn't really needed before, it's certainly needed now. And then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So I'll tell you about that when we get there. So let's, is everybody ready? We'll get started. And I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All right. And now, and like I said before, I this Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. No wonder our Ananda spiritual directors were inclined to get this affirmation process going quite some time ago. It's been, gosh, probably been maybe around a year that we've been doing this, but they must have felt some energy coming. Anyway, I'm a firm believer that thought directs energy, energy thought follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So this Worldwide Peace and Harmony Initiative prayer affirmation is so much more important now. And if you can imagine, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of Anandians and those who have picked it up from us at Ananda that are doing this up to 5 times a day around the world. And like I said, a bigger call to do it now. So if you are inclined to join us now, this is how it works. There are 2 affirmations, actually. It's actually what our spiritual directors did is tweak the Peace and Harmony prayer by Paramahansa Yogananda to become this Peace and Harmony initiative. And so there's 2 affirmations. And the first one, if you're going to do this at home, you repeat it for 60 seconds, which is 10 to 12 times. I believe in the power of 3, so I do it 12 times. And then the second affirmation, you do 3 times. We do it here on the radio version. We do each affirmation 3 times. And I am going to say them out loud. And here's the invitation to you if you are inclined to want to join me. Then, and you're in a position to be able to say them out loud with me wherever you are, you're welcome to do that, and I would love it if you join me. You can say them silently in your head if that's more appropriate or more comfortable for you, and or you cannot participate at all. It's completely up to you. So the first affirmation is Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. The second one is Lord, fill me. So we are going to start with round 1. Here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now the second one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, then, we are official. Oh, and just so you know, if you want to just make that prayer and healing affirmation more powerful, if you close your eyes while you're saying it and lift your gaze to a point between your eyebrow, that's the point of your spiritual eye. If you focus your awareness at your spiritual eye while you say this, it makes it more powerful. All righty then. There you go. So, let's see. I'll tell you about the new TV, and then we'll take care of advertisers. And since we've already got somebody waiting on the phone, we'll hold off on checking in with Bamboo and the Elephants until we have a little lull in the action, and we'll do that sometime today. At any rate, some wonderful new TV. I've been a little bored on Saturday evenings because, you know, I like to watch Animal Planet or National Geographic Channel, and I like the vet shows. You know, my favorite show is My Cat from Hell and Jackson Galaxy Feline Behaviorist, which I think is so great. But all of those, all of my favorite vet shows, Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain vet, is off season right now. So is My Cat from Hell. Also, The Incredible Dr. Pole, which is my other vet show that I really like on Nat Geo Wild, that's on off season right now as well. And at any rate, and the other new, there were a couple of new vet shows on Animal Planet. I don't know if they've survived or not, but they're not airing them anymore. So they're either off season or they didn't make it. But there is a new one, and I saw it for the first time last night. And oh my gosh, it is fabulous. It airs in my neck of the woods at 10 p.m. on Animal Planet Saturday night. And I'm sure that they will rerun it. It is called The Grizzly Project. And I wasn't sure how I would feel about this. Now, I have to say, because I saw it for the first time last night, but I was at, it was the annual Kriya initiation celebration at the Ananda Temple in Bothell, and so I was there for that, which I'm sure is responsible for my wonderful uplifted spirit this morning. I was not so sure how I would feel doing the show, but I feel great, and I know it's because of all the wonderful energy at the temple last night and the Kriya initiation. And at any rate, so I missed maybe the first 10 minutes of the Grizzly Project. So I'm not quite sure on the backstory, but it was really fabulous. And it's about this guy, he's a bear guy, and about two male bears. Now, the bears' names are Bob and Screech, and they appear to be adult grizzlies, so I didn't figure out how old they are. But I think the backstory is that these must have been orphaned bear cubs, because they're wild. I think they're grizzly bear cubs. And well, obviously, it's a Grizzly Project, so of course they're grizzly bears, that they were orphan cubs, and he raised them. And so last night you got to see him, you know, hand raising and living with these bears, dens up with them and everything. And what he's attempting to do is to teach them how to be wild grizzlies. And then his goal is to then release them into the wild. Well, of course, he has many critics and everyone telling him that this cannot be done. And when I heard about the show, I remembered the story in T. Martino's book, The Wolf, the Woman, the Wilderness. And she runs the Wolftown sanctuary over on Vashon Island. And she's absolutely incredible. But the Wolf, the Woman, in the Wilderness is her story of how she rescued a wolf cub and hand-raised the wolf. And then she released it into the wild. And, of course, she also had many critics and was told that it couldn't be done. Well, she was able to successfully release this wolf into the wild, and then she went back a year later to the wilderness where she released this and had contact. It's really phenomenal. I won't tell you in case you want to scout up a copy of that book, The Wolf, the Woman, the Wilderness, and by T. Martino, and a paperback by New Sage Press, newsagepress.com. If you can't find it anywhere else, I'm sure you can still get it from them. At any rate, wonderful story. So I remembered that. She was successful. So this is his story. And last night you got to see them living together, and then the process of them being tracked to their interim stage before the wild, where they, for the first time, are going to get... They arrived, and the process began. We just saw some previews for next Saturday. But he's going to take them out into relative wild freedom for the first time next week's show. But I'll tell you, it was it's quite phenomenal to see this man with these bears, and I learned so much, and it was fascinating watching him last night. I think the only objection that, I mean, you might object to seeing these bears in captivity, but I think the backstory is such, because I'm not positive of it. I'm sure they will catch us up again next week, but I'm pretty sure they must have been abandoned cubs of some kind, and that he's raising them. So it's really a good thing that he's doing, and it's really an even better thing if he can show, you know, that it can be done to teach them, to raise them with a human and then teach them to be wild. And he talked about the process of how a mother bear, you know, after she raises her cubs and they're ready, that she has to kick them out and separate from them, and that's very unpleasant for them. And he's going to have to do the same thing with these two bears that he's so attached to and you know, loves so much. But I don't know. Anyway, I just think it is a fabulous show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing where it all goes. And it's really, and he, you know, he doesn't have any protection with him at all, and I mean, he just lives with these bears. But he talked about, you know, the other guy that claimed to be the bear whisperer and stuff that ended up getting killed by he and his girlfriend were like eaten by the bears up in Alaska somewhere. but how, you know, he appreciated his work but didn't agree with the way that he did some things, and but that also, you know, he took chances that this fellow says that he's not willing to take, and all of that sort of thing. But he certainly is right there and vulnerable, and says at any minute, you know, that he could be toast, which is true. So anyway, The Grizzly Project on Animal Planet, 10 p.m. Saturday evenings. Alrighty, let's take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And maybe, Darcy, during the break, you can see if you can tune in to Bob and Screech and The Grizzly Project and see if you can get a read on this, because I think it's a really good thing. So anyway, we'll have Darcy tuning in to Bob and Screech during the break, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplements were created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes, the fiber, and the raw ingredients. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for pretty much anything in an animal suit. There's three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, the senior formula, which has the great New Zealand green mussel in it. There is a cat formula, a wellness blend that's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters like guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula for all the city chickens and so forth. And there's also a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Oh, I'd say that's definitely, hey. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Talk With Your Animals Sunday, and gifted animal intuitive, communicator, medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is in the studio with us. Before we went to take care of our advertisers, let's see. I was talking about my favorite new TV show that just I saw for the first time last night, The Grizzly Project on Animal Planet, and the two grizzlies involved, Bob and Screech, that this man has hand-raised and is going to be teaching how to be wild and hopes to release them in the wild. And so I asked Darcy to maybe tune in with Bob and Screech. Were you able to make contact?
Excuse me, I was, Martha. The first thing that I heard was Soul Contract.
They have a soul contract to do this.
With this man, yes.
With this man.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And then I saw an image of St. Francis, and he was here. And the words that I was hearing was, this is to deepen understanding the relationship between people and wild animals. Mm. And it's come in at this time because a lot of people are able to consider that this is possible. And it has to do a lot with the energy and where we are at this time on the planet, which
wow.
I think is really cool. And it's about expanding awareness and consciousness. And I also felt that there's just lots of support around the bears, not just from St. Francis, but the other animals. And it feels like an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I had this image of a petri dish. It feels like they're experimenting, and this feels like it's just the beginning. That there's a lot more to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, maybe we'll lead, you know, because we're always talking about that it's time to start phasing out zoos and captivity and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, with these, you know, orphaned and abandoned bears, that's just one example of how they believe at this point they cannot be reintegrated or integrated into the wild. You know, when they're hand raised by humans. But so you've confirmed that this is a soul contract and this is what they're here to do. Oh,
yes.
Just because I didn't know why. When I saw the previews for the show, I just had a feeling it was really, really good. My sense was it was really good. And then when I watched it last night, it was like, wow, this is outstanding. I just loved it. So obviously,
yeah.
This is a big deal.
It feels like a case study, like this is going to be looked at.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And he talked a bit about that. They know that that's what, you know, he's out to prove, that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, woohoo. All right, so that's great. Remember, it's The Grizzly Project, a new show on Animal Planet, and it airs, at least here in the greater Seattle area, at 10 p.m. on Animal Planet on Saturday night. But, you know, you may find it on demand or on the Animal Planet, you know, website or something, and I'm sure they'll repeat it and run it a lot because I imagine it's going to be a runaway hit. Okay, then.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. Excuse me.
All righty. Well, then it looks like how about we get to the phones because we've got callers. And by the way, phone lines are open and they will be open for the rest of the show. And phone calls always take priority. So if you'd like to pick up a line now, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And to get us started here, we're going to head over to Seattle. And welcome, John. John, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy.
Thank you, Martha. And hi, Darcy.
Good morning, John.
All right, Darcy. John, what can Darcy help you with today?
I'm calling on behalf of a friend who she has to work today, but she has a cat named Emma.
Mm-hmm.
And both Melissa and Emma are planning on going to Hawaii, and so they're going to fly over there.
Okay, so Melissa is Emma's,
Emma's
human
person.
Mom. Okay.
Right.
And Emma, what kind of cat is Emma?
Emma is a white long hair.
White long hair. Do we know how old Emma is?
Yeah, she's approximately 20. Melissa knows the actual age. I'd say 18 to 20.
18 to... Oh, my goodness. She's... Oh, so now I'm a little concerned.
She's
because,
in really good health.
But you said they're moving to Hawaii.
Right, so they're flying over there.
Right, but there's a quarantine.
Well, that actually can be resolved if you do it ahead of time.
Really?
Yeah, there's a...
Oh, tell us, educate us.
Well, I'm not the expert, but Melissa found this out, that you can... That you file certain kind of paperwork, and some vets are very familiar with it, and others don't know anything about it, but So I guess they make an inquiry to the state of Hawaii and then, mm-hmm. you know, submit a formal application. And then you have your vet in the United States run the titers and give all the required vaccines. And then they monitor the animal for, I think, 6 months, 4 to 6 months. And then so the vet in the United States is verifying that the animal is, you know, everything is fine on this side before they leave. So it's,
so they don't have to go do the they don't have to do that 6 month quarantine over there.
Because you're doing the quarantine here.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
John, thanks for calling. Cool. that's really neat to know, because that's where my heart kind of went, oh, an 18 to 20 year old cat, and to go into, you know, a 3 to 6 month quarantine over there, that doesn't work. But how outstanding. So I guess if you know ahead of time you're going to move with your animals.
Right.
I don't know if you know, does this apply to all animals?
I'll do my best to find out.
Well, and I also, we've got Vet Sunday coming up next week. Dr. Bill will be in the studio. If he's not listening today, I'm going to tell him about this, you know, right away, and see, because if he doesn't know about it, I'm going to have him check it out veterinary-wise.
Right.
It's for us next week. So anyway, okay, so you're calling about Emma. And this flight, what exactly?
So Melissa's question was, mm-hmm. She wants to know if Emma has any requests that would make the trip easier for her. That it just, how does Emma feel about the trip and anything that? Because they lived in Alaska once, and they flew back from Alaska, and you know Emma was in the carrier underneath the seat.
And is she going to do the same thing going to Hawaii?
Yeah, cargo, because that's. Who knows what happens?
Right. Cargo. So she's going to be under the seat and fly with her.
Right.
So Melissa just kind of wants to know how Emma is going to feel about all of this, huh?
And what she might feel need. And if Emma has any requests.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have a hair pollen in my throat, I think.
Well, it might be a frog.
Be a frog. Okay. So what I'm getting from Emma is that, first of all, she's really excited to be included in this and to be making this trip. And
oh, that's neat.
I wasn't sure.
So she's liking the idea.
Yes. Ah. Well, absolutely. She doesn't want to be anywhere without Melissa. That's, you know, her whole purpose in life is Melissa. So absolutely, she's excited. And as far as a request, it feels that, you know, she's done this before, and she does have an understanding of what to expect, but she's telling me it's a little different this time for some reason. And one of the things I'm feeling that she needs is, and Melissa may have done this, is... well, first she says a lot of communication, a lot of telling her what to expect, and that goes a long way. And I feel that Melissa's already doing this, but she wants her to, you know, keep talking to her about it, what's going to happen, and when they get there, what she can expect.
Yeah, and you just want to, John, then, you know, tell Melissa that she needs to out loud talk to Emma and explain the whole thing, exactly what's going to go down. And as she's talking to Emma, she imagines it happening in her mind.
Okay.
Because Emma gets the pictures and will feel what she's feeling. Mm-hmm. So Emma wants a blow-by-blow description.
She does.
We're going to pack up, and then we'll take a taxi, and we're going to the airport, and then, you know, we'll go through all the lines and yada, yada, yada. And then we get on the plane. You're going to be under the seat. Do you know, John, did she sedate her for a ride the last time, or is she planned?
No, she didn't. She said she gave her some of the homeopathic, you know, pet, like,
excellent.
Rescue remedy or something
that's,
like
that's
that.
Okay,
so what did Darcy has written? Darcy wrote a lot of stuff down here. She was coming in, so.
That's what I got. I felt that what she did the last time with homeopathic flower essences, you know, different things like that were all she needed. But for her, it's about... the emotion and the details. And Melissa's already doing that, but she just wants to go a little deeper because she has a few more questions. So if Melissa will think about if she were talking to a child that maybe hadn't traveled before, mm-hmm. even though, you know, Emma has some experience, but just to go to that degree of detail. And that gives her...
Right, and maybe like if she flew before, like to Hawaii, to Alaska, mm-hmm. or something, that, you know, the Alaska trip was this long. Well, this flight will be twice that long, or mm-hmm. three times that long,
right?
Or mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. And then what happens when we get there,
and the weather, then,
and the weather, and where we're gonna go, and mm-hmm. what, you know, and all of that. So that's the biggest thing you're saying, Darcy,
yes, it is
good, clear. a description of exactly mm-hmm. in details.
Because Melissa feels really happy about this, and so Emma's excited about it, and she gets to be there, and she's feeling the emotion, so she just wants to know, you know, a few more details, and she keeps showing me images of water, so I think Melissa's done a pretty good job. It's just that step by step as she goes along, and even that day, okay, we're going to be, you know, in the airport, we're going to do this, and
mm-hmm.
There might be some dogs around in the airport, and just you know, everything that she might consider. But no, it feels like it's really good, and I'm happy to report this.
Okay, and you said, what was it that you wrote? Did you write down rescue remedies specifically, or something else?
I said flower essences.
Flower essences, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure what she used. That was just something.
Well,
so
my question to Darcy is then, because Melissa has flown with her before, is what she did before what the right thing to do this time, or is there something in addition that we could recommend adding, or something that might make it even better, or was the first plan for flying all she needs?
I feel that what she did before was really helpful, and that would be good, but I feel that she also can take, like, maybe one more thing. And if she is working with flower essences or something similar, this will be once she's there. So if she starts with rescue remedy, for example, and that's for the trip and for the initial time, the transition, but then there needs to be, like, a follow-up with that, that'll just balance her, because the energy is going to be different there than where she's, you know, coming from. And just to help her to acclimate a little bit.
Okay, look at this now. Because I was thinking about another member of our Animal World advertising family is Vicki Draper.
Yes.
And Vicki does crystal essences. And she's got a line of just a lot of different crystal essences. And I get the best reports about how consistently effective they are, even over a lot of the other flower essences.
Yes.
So, and I know... Because you were saying that Emma could use something more once she gets there.
Right.
I think Vicki, I think she has a crystal essence called Home.
She does. I've read about it.
Yeah. Does it? Okay.
It feels really good. It feels very high vibrating.
Okay. Do you feel one crystal essence from Vicki, like Home, or could there be others?
It feels like there should be at least two parts.
At least two essences. Okay, so John, I'm going to give you Vicki's phone number.
Okay.
And I'd have Melissa give her a call, tell her that, you know, that you called in for her to Animal World, and Darcy did the reading, and then we were asking, and the first crystal essence that I thought of was the Home essence,
mm-hmm.
But Darcy's feeling like there's probably one other one that would also work well. So it's Vicki Draper, Draper. Her phone number is 425 785 4232.
4232.
425 785
4232. Got it.
Okay. So I think everything she did before, plus let's get the Home crystal, because Darcy's confirmed that. That feels really good, and that would help Emma really integrate, and Home would probably would help. Melissa too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so they see it. You can use them both. And as from interviewing Vicki, I think what you do is you spray the essence three times around the human or the animal in their energy field, three times a day.
Okay.
But so that essence could be used for both of them. But I'm not sure if I don't think. I have one of Vicki's brochures with me that...
Oh, I can find her on the, you know, the internet search.
Yeah, and because she's got a... I'm going to have to remember to get one to bring on in my radio stuff that lists all of her different essences, because she's got a bunch of them. And so just find out that, because Darcy said there's two.
Okay.
And we know one of them is Home.
Okay. I know Melissa had concerns that she didn't give Emma the flower essences or whatever she gave early enough last time. I think they were in a rush.
Oh, okay.
And so she felt like maybe Emma was, you know, I told Melissa, I said, I think you need to start a day ahead of time.
Well, and actually with, you know, working with people that use essences before, like with their rescue remedy and stuff, usually start that. You can start that like up to a week ahead.
Okay.
You know, in their water and misting it around and so forth. But I don't know, Darcy, what do you
got? And I think that feels really good because it really gives Emma a chance to kind of, you know, take it in and acclimate to it so it's not brand new, kind of, you know, hit you in the face when you get on the airplane.
Right. But give it time to be in their system.
Exactly.
And how soon is she leaving?
In December.
Okay, so we got time yet.
Yeah.
And that'll give you a chance to talk to Vicky also. I've been looking at her website and have I'm really attracted to the crystal essences, and I love the powers or the properties of the crystals, and had referred someone else to her for the same.
Yeah. No. Okay. So, and you got, there could be two.
Yes.
And we know kind of the home would be good for getting there and adjusting to the new home. Could the other one be one that might be given before?
Yes, what I'm feeling is that there's one for travel.
Okay.
Is it prior? So.
Okay, so yeah, one related to travel.
Whatever Vicky would recommend, that
right.
would be maybe, you know, crystal essence versus the flower essence. So, like I was saying, for example, if you did use the rescue remedy, you'd start earlier, get it into her system, and that would be what she would travel with and what she would arrive with. But there will be a point, like maybe a week or so after, maybe even 2 weeks after she's there, that she'll wean her off that and put her on the home. But Vicky can work with you more on that, on how her essences work.
Yeah, okay. All right, that sounds great. Now, it sounds that it's okay to use, like, the Bach flower remedies at the same time you're using the crystal.
You know, I think they're okay, but Vicky might have something that works really well with the home that would be, you know, comparable to...
Okay. All right, so we'll pass you on to Vicky for, for crystal essences, because that feels really good. But, you know, the good news is that Emma's excited and wants to be a part of all of this, and Melissa just needs to explain everything in detail. You know, and it's kind of like kids, they like to hear it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way the telepathic and empathetic communication works, she just needs to talk to her, but imagine what she's saying in her mind.
Okay.
She gets the pictures, feels what she's feeling. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm sure Melissa will listen to this in the archives, too.
Super. All right.
Yeah.
So thank you, Martha, and thank you, Darcy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, John.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Hope you have a great trip.
All righty. Bye-bye.
I will tell her.
Okay.
We callers, Roberta, you'll be next. Susan, after that. We've got to take care of advertisers, though, for the last time in this hour, and we'll get right back to the phone. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead with Talk With Your Animal Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Sunday, November 13th, our guest will be Grace Starr, who is an amazing psychic that uses stones to read the client and does many psychic events here in the greater Seattle area. She will be doing readings for you, so make sure you call in. This should be a great show. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show this Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonix for dogs and cats, and Accutonix from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonix Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio for the heart and soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh my goodness, we're on the downside of this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon today, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Talk with Your Animals Sunday, gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is in the studio, and we are taking calls. We have lines open, one line open for you if you want to grab it, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And let's see, we are going next to Roberta in Redmond. Roberta, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
Darcy.
Good morning, Roberta. How can we help you?
Well, hang on a second. I'm putting my speaker up a little bit.
Well, you're not on speakerphone, right?
No. I have my headphones.
You're turning the volume on. Okay.
Yeah, I have my headphones on my cell phone, and he said that was okay. And if it isn't, I'll switch it.
Yeah, no, you're sounding okay to me right now. Mike, does it sound okay to you? Yeah, okay, go ahead, Roberta.
Okay, good. My cat, Wolfie, he's 13, and he's in good health as far as I can tell, but he has become real fearful lately, hiding and wanting to be, well, mainly hiding, and he's real concerned about the dog. And I've had work with him and me and the dog and everything with Nels and also Jude and Paul.
Oh, okay.
So he gets better, but it seems like in the last 3 or 4 days, and I just kind of wonder if there was some, the dog just wants to play with him. The dog is not, you know, aggressive or anything like that. But I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, let's see what Darcy gets.
Has this been going on for a while, Roberta?
Yes, it has. And that, excuse me, that was one of the reasons I had Dr. Nils work with us probably a year ago. And then earlier this year, I had June and Paul, I had him clear my place, and then all of us.
Yeah, because I just feel like this long string, like it's like a repetitive pattern, and I'm not seeing like a break in it. So I'm asking, Wolfie, you know, why are you afraid of the dog? It feels like the dog's energy is too big for him and he wants to get away from it. I don't feel that your dog... What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Boomer.
Boomer? Wow, that
Boomer,
feels like...
Boomer, as in he is boy.
Oh, okay, well, let me ask you these details while Darcy's turning into Boomer 2.
Okay.
Who did you have first, Wolfie or Boomer?
I had Wolfie first. I got him when he was four, and then I think.
Okay, so
about 3 or 4 years later, I got the dog as a puppy.
Okay, so was Wolfie a confident, stable cat before Boomer?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I got him from a friend who had to move.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, Darcy says no. She's getting no. He wasn't. So
right.
Was he ever okay with the puppy and the dog, or has this been ongoing since getting the dog?
It's probably been ongoing, but not quite this bad. Because
so it's
like
just gotten worse in the last few days.
Yeah, because like I've gotten work done because of the work that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I've called a few times about him. And
well, I got a hit on something. I don't know what Darcy's getting. So, well, when I heard it's gotten worse in the last 3 or 4 days, you know, remember there's the human-to-animal transference, and animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. There is a lot of fear going on with humans right now related to the results of the election. So I'm wondering, where are you, Roberta, with that?
I'm just kind of, we'll see what happens. And I'm ignoring the, you know, the protests and the riots, and and I'm just rolling with it.
Okay, now, but is that, are you acting that way, or how are you feeling inside? Do you have some fears going on related to that, to what's going on?
I don't think so. I might not be happy about some of the stuff, but
yeah, okay. Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like you're quite, you know, that sort of thing. But I just want that just came as maybe, of course, could be picking up on that universally. I don't know, Darcy.
Right.
Are you getting anything with Wolfie here?
I'm wondering what Boomer is like. Is he because there is that human to animal transference, but this just looks like ripples. You know, like it's just been ongoing ripples up and down, up and down, and up and down, and it's just. Gotten stronger, and if Wolfie's not picking up something from you, but he kind of is, but he's also picking up things from Boomer, and it feels like it's just a passing around right now, but it feels like it goes beyond that too. This is what's showing up at the front door right now, but there's underlying things, and it feels like Wolfie came with some of these issues, and I think that's what Jude and Paul and Dr. Nails may have been working with, just to kind of reset him, and feels like that needs to happen again. I'm not sure why it's not holding.
Well, the other thing I'm wondering about, you know, we sometimes with calls on a Darcy day, Roberta, sometimes with Dr. Nell's house, sometimes have with Jude and Paul, we'll get kind of a theme for the day, and when the same thing comes through, because I'm wondering again, since we were already having Dr. Nell's work on them from time to time, and Jude and Paul work on the energy. And now, Darcy, you're tuning in, but you're not really seeing a break on all of that. I'm wondering if maybe Vicky's crystal essences and her book, the bridging, you know, the love connection between humans and their animals, that process in Vicky's book could be helpful to you. But I'm wondering maybe, I know she has an essence called family, that might work real well to use with Wolfie and Boomer. I mean, how does that feel, Darcy?
I think the crystals for animals feel really good, and I was feeling like either home or family. It just feels like there's never been a real strong balance. It's just a little bit off, just up and down, and some sort of balance in the middle, but not, you know, he's just not able to hold it. So I would definitely look at something like that, because there's got to be help out there. You've had, like, some of the best healers working with him.
Yeah, so, Roberta, have you got something to write with?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I get, I'm on Vicky's email list.
Okay, so you know about her book. Do you have her book yet?
No, I don't have her book, but I, years and years and years ago, I took one of her classes at East West, so I'm aware of her.
Okay. Well, the book is Bridging True Love Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animal Friends. That would be a really good process for you to go through. But I also think checking with Vicky about some essences, because you could use those long term. And the family essence for sure for integrating, you know, Boomer and Wolfie. But then there also, I'm sure, is an essence, at least one, or for Wolfie and calming the anxiety and the fear.
Okay. So he's always worried about what the dog is doing, even when he's more relaxed. And I know in his past that they had a dog, you know, German Shepherd type dog, or maybe he had an issue with a dog.
It sounds like, Roberta, we're right up against the top of the hour. Can you hold on? Let's put you on hold. We'll pick you up on the other side. Susan, I'm sorry we didn't get to you before 10. I understand you may have to leave us for a while, but you'll call back. If you do leave, Susan, if you can't wait till the other side of the hour, then when you do call back, we'll make you a priority and get you in right away. So I'm sorry. So everybody hold on. We're closing out hour number two, closing up hour number one, firing up hour number two of Talk With Your Animals Sunday. Darcy's here. Phone lines are full right now. I'll let you know when one opens up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.